universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Last week's podcast, I spoke about foundations and how we had to pay money to have our foundation repaired. Well, one person, Corey, who is blind, wrote me and said, How do foundations work for those who are blind? And you know, I thought about it, and Corey had a really good point. Because many who are blind don't own their own homes, but they rent. First, though, let me explain a little bit more about foundations. I didn't go into it elaborately, but I think that'll help in understanding how it will affect us if you are blind or have another disability. When a foundation cracks, you'll get some water in the basement, and then there's cracks in the walls, and it takes a long time before anything happens. And you think, so what? We'll just live with it and go on. You know, is it really so bad that there's water in the basement? Okay, well, depends. Do you have things stored in the basement? Because if you have water, water will come. It'll soak it, and it will saturate it. And more than that, where there is water in basements, there is mold. And that smell of mold will go through everything in a box, and it'll ruin the box and ruin everything in it. But even more than that, many have gotten very, very sick and even died from mold when it gets into your lungs. It becomes a deadly problem. Well, okay, so a foundation cracks, and that means then the floors will slope. Is there anything really wrong with that? Well, no, not right away. Here's one thing, though, that really does impact a person who's blind. If you've ever dropped something and it has a chance to roll, pencil, a marble, for example. There's two examples, but other things, they will roll to a far corner and under a dresser or under a table on the side, and you'll never find it. That becomes a problem. Oh my gosh. It's hard enough finding things when you drop them on the floor, and then if they start rolling away on you, it becomes even more of a difficulty. But as then the foundation continues to crumble, so the floors will continue to slope, and eventually, I've seen it where the floor gives way and people fall through. Well, a foot will fall through because the floor will crack and break. Really, do you fall through to the next floor? Usually it's just a foot and then you probably get cuts and scrapes on the ankle and such. Okay. Well, is it such a bad thing that maybe walls have cracks in them? Because that's another thing that can happen from the foundation. Well, at first, no. But if anyone else comes in the house, they're going to say, do you know you got a big crack in the wall over there? In some ways, it's a cosmetic thing. But sighted people notice it, and sighted people realize this means there's something else going on. This means that there's issues. This means there's going to be problems down the road. And so even though we can't see it, and my wife showed me the crack in our foundation in the wall downstairs, as well as up in the living room, to me, I could barely feel it. But I have been in places that haven't taken care of it, and yes, you can eventually stick a whole finger or hand in the crack that occurs. That's when it becomes a real big problem. Well, okay, so the floor slopes, so walls have cracks, so there's mold. Is that really all that bad? Well, when these things happen, bugs come in. Not just bugs, but bugs that carry diseases. Also, animals can get in. Critters, mice, rats, squirrels, raccoons. And they cause lots of problems. And when all of this happens, then the roof starts to leak. And then, why even live in a house? It might as well just be in a cardboard box outside. That's the whole point of a house, is to keep you warm and safe. Oh, and I didn't even mention that. When cracks start to come, well, then your heating bills in winter and your cooling bills in summer go up because there's huge drafts, and you will feel the air. So cracks can be a big problem in foundations, even though we who are blind don't see it. Now, if you're blind and don't own the house, you'll just pick up and move, right? Well, that's a possibility. Challenges, though, do you know it's there? And that's why it's nice to have other people around. That's kind of why we talk about church and the body of Christ and having fellow Christians and the support, because all of this translates to spiritual stuff, you see. And that's what I was alluding to last week. You know, is it so bad that I sin here, sin there? Is it so bad that this happens? Is it so bad that I have a drinking problem? Or whatever it might be. Those things lead to other things, which lead to major problems. And here's the thing. Just like a person who's blind who doesn't see the cracks in the wall, if you're living by yourself and don't have somebody to point it out to you like I did, eventually it's going to be major problems and insects and mold and you name it. Well, spiritually, the same thing happens, that we have major spiritual problems in our lives, and it's almost impossible to extract yourself from. And then sometimes you don't even know until the physical body stops living, and your soul goes before God. And then you see that your life had crumbled. But you don't know that, because you didn't realize the foundation had cracked and crumbled. And by the way, there's one other thing with foundations. When walls start to seep and ooze water, that adds to the problem of foundation problems. So spiritually, when we go off sinning and doing what we want, and don't trust in Jesus and look to Him and seek to serve Him, well, we float away from that. And then the life we have will crumble. That's the seriousness of foundations. There's a Bible verse that follows in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. It's in verse 14. It says, if that which you build on the foundation survives, you will be rewarded. He's talking spiritual things here. And what we build on the foundation, of course, there's only one foundation as pointed out spiritually, Jesus. Everything else is going to crumble or has crumbled. But when we build on Jesus, our faith, our hope, our love, our trust, our dependence, our lives, our activities, our even our enjoyment and recreation, not on worldly stuff that goes against God, but on Jesus, then those things will survive. And we won't crumble, but when the body dies, He takes our soul to be with Him in heaven. That's the reward, to be with God forever. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you are our foundation and that you provide so many things to help us in this life, in earthly things as well as spiritually. Help us especially to keep good care of ourselves, for you are you are in us. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. But that's what Paul even says in verse 16 of chapter 3. Do you not know that your bodies is the temple for the Holy Spirit? So Jesus, help us to take care of this building you give us, we call the body, especially so that our soul will survive and will receive that reward of everlasting life, which you have made possible because you rose from the dead and you're the one who builds the foundation in our lives. Help us to take care of it and build upon it. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. And if you have further questions about either the foundation or what type of house you should build or whether certain things are good or not good to build on this foundation, don't hesitate to write me. Either respond to the email notice or send me an email, info@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.